This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, and this is episode 91 of Music from Around the World. In this episode, I'll be featuring music from Billy Daniel Bunter, Ruin Conflict, Woo York, Frank Klassen, Vinyls from the Past, and Music News. Our first artist is Billy Daniel Bunter, a renowned DJ and producer from the United Kingdom. He has been an influential figure in the music industry since the 1990s. He is well known for his expertise in old school, breakbeat, hardcore, drum and bass, and especially in the genre of British garage. Over the years, he has collaborated with several labels such as Suburban Bass, Just Another Label, Universal Music, and Music Monday. Take a listen to his latest track, Fantasy Island. Fantasy Island is out now via Music Mondays, and it's available on all streaming platforms. In addition to working with several renowned artists like Slipmat, Rat Pack, John Doe, and Vinyl Junkie, Billy also co-authored a book entitled The Love Dove Generation. This book chronicles the UK hardcore music scene and its impact on youth culture. For the latest on Billy's upcoming projects, visit Instagram.com/BillyDanielBunter. That's Instagram.com/BillyDanielBunter. In 2011, the music project Ruined Conflict was brought to life by artist and songwriter Xavier Morales. He is responsible for all aspects of the production, from writing to vocals, a style he's described as electronic body music, or EBM, with future pop influences. Here's a listen to his latest track, Artificial Intelligence. Artificial Intelligence is out now via Infected Recordings, and it's available on all streaming platforms. Ruin Conflict has performed at multiple music festivals around the world, including Infest Festival in the UK, Terminus Festival in Canada, and Electronic Summer in Sweden. Furthermore, they are signed to Infracted Recordings. Visit Instagram.com/RuinConflict for all the upcoming projects and appearances. That's Instagram.com/RuinedConflict. Let's take a brief break for Vinyls from the Past. In this limited run series, I'll be exploring the pioneers that have shaped and influenced the EDM we have today. In this episode, I'll be featuring a guy called Gerald. Producer Gerald Simpson went by the stage name A Guy Called Gerald. He first became recognized when he was a member of the group 808 State. Later, Gerald went solo in 1988, and he released his debut solo album, Hot Lemonade, on his own label, Juicebox Records. Gerald's biggest hit to date was released in 1989 called Voodoo Ray. It peaked to number 12 on the UK single charts. Take a listen to it here.
Oh,
A guy called Gerald is a pioneer of the acid house sound, and his track Voodoo Ray is considered a classic. It was one of the first songs to use the Roland TB-303 for its distinctive synth riffs, which ended up becoming synonymous with acid house. This song also featured catchy melodies and samples that were layered and manipulated in unique ways. Even today, A Guy Called Gerald continues to make music and has remixed tracks for many popular artists, including Madonna, The Stone Roses, and David Bowie. That's it for Vinyls from the Past. Now let's get back to more music. In 2009, Denis Andreyanov and Andrew Kravulya came together to form the Ukrainian techno duo Woo York. This pair specialized in a range of techno styles with melodic to dark and hypnotic. They also became known for their atmospheric and immersive soundscapes. Check out their latest track, Prophet. Prophet is out now via Watergate Records, and it's available on all streaming platforms. Woo York has made a name for themselves in the electronic music industry. Their releases on labels such as Dystopian, Afterlife, Life and Death, and Soma Records have been met with great success. They also had the opportunity to perform at some of the world's most well-known clubs and festivals, like Awakenings in Amsterdam. For the latest on Woo York and their upcoming projects, visit Instagram.com/WooYork. That's Instagram.com/WOOYORK. Let's take a brief break for some music news. TuneCore, a major distributor of online music, recently announced an exciting collaboration with Beatport. This partnership will enable TuneCore users to spread their music across the Beatport network, which includes DJs, producers, and fans. In addition, it will provide users the opportunity to submit their music for consideration on Beatport's curated playlists, as well as access promotional and marketing tools. In other news, it appears that Spotify is facing a challenge as their growth rate has decreased from 2019 to 2023 by 6%. This has caused worry among labels and artists as they have received more money from subscribers than ad-supported streaming. However, the company saw an influx of 26 million users during the first 3 months of 2023. This brings their total active monthly users to 515 million. Additionally, their paid subscriber base rose from 205 million to 210 million. Now that's it for the music news break. Now let's get back to more music. Frank Klassen is on the rise in the EDM scene after being recently chosen by Tomorrowland's One World Radio as one of the future four artists to look out for. This German musician has a unique set of talents, including his impressive cello live performances. He developed these skills at an early age when studying cello, voice strengthening, and guitar, all traits that he incorporates into his music. Here's a listen to his latest track, Thunder of Minds. Thunder of Minds is out now via Zen Records, and it's available on all streaming platforms. In order to give listeners an unparalleled musical experience, Frank goes above and beyond with his cello live sets alongside other EDM productions. As Frank grows, this unique style will truly captivate audiences everywhere. Visit frank-klassen-music.com for the latest on Frank's current and upcoming projects. That's frank-klassen-music.com. And that's it for this week's episode of Music from Around the World. And thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Mason Vera Payne. And that's all one word. If you're an artist and you're interested in being on the show, feel free to reach out to us at contact@masonverapayne.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.